Hi, everybody. Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Ashley, and this is just a podcast of all different things. Be sure to subscribe or follow or like if you like the content that is in this podcast. I'm still working on getting socials and things like that up, so just bear with me as I kind of build this thing back up. Had a podcast. You can listen to the previous episodes. They were really deep and profound, and we will still have episodes like that, but sometimes I want to do more lighthearted episodes, things that are shorter, just to give you a laugh or make you think or just to invoke some conversation. So as you can see from the title, we're going to be talking about one of my biggest pet peeves. Now, sometimes when I think about pet peeves, I'm like, okay, you can't be mad at everybody for everything. And it's, I don't know if it's just being mad, but it's like frustrated sometimes, you know? We all have those things that people do or say, and it's just like, ugh. So today I'm going to be talking about one of those, and it's number 284, women who don't carry a purse. Now, let me just explain, give you a little bit of background so you can understand where I'm coming from. Since I was a little girl, my mom always told me to carry a purse, and she told me to make sure I had essential things in my purse. Chapstick, hairbrush, comb, lotion, tissues. I mean, my mom had me set up nice. I can't remember the exact age, but she used to tell me to bring a purse because you never know what you're gonna need throughout the day. And as a woman, I completely agree with that and uphold that even more today. You know, we're always at work, we're at the gym, we're always out and about, and you need some of your creature comforts from home so that you feel safe, you feel clean, you can refresh yourself, you can stay moisturized. Basically, you need a purse so that you can stay healthy and well, right? And there's so many different types of purses out there. One of the reasons why a lot of people don't like to bring a purse is because it's heavy, right? Sometimes you just want to be hands-free. That's why women like pockets so much, especially in dresses and stuff, because we always have to be carrying something in order for us to feel comfortable and well as we roam about this earth. So I just want to put that out there. I totally understand why you don't want to carry a purse, right? Because sometimes I don't. But every time I don't carry a purse, I mean, every time, I'll look and my hands are drier than the Sahara. You know, your breath be hot. And you're like, dang, my mints are in my purse. So whatever. You just need to carry a purse because when you don't, that's when you need it the most. So anyway, this is a pet peeve of mine, a really big one, for many reasons. Well, for several reasons. And if you are a woman who does not carry a purse, you either fall into one of two categories, or maybe you fall into both. So the first category is, oh, I'm not bringing a purse, but can you put my stuff in your purse? That is really a pet peeve because it's like, so you don't want the burden of carrying around heavy stuff, but you want me to be bogged down with not only carrying my own things, but your things as well. And let me say this, it's okay if it happens every once in a while, right? But for it to constantly happen, like, oh, I know Ashley's gonna bring a purse, therefore I don't have to bring one, that is a problem for me. And a lot of the times, the people that want you to put things in your purse have like a keychain with 50 trinkets on it. You know, they got a dog, they got something glittering, they got a lava lamp hanging from it, they got 3 sets of car keys, so they want you to carry that. They got the iPhone XXL Plus Deluxe, right? So that thing weighs 5 pounds. They want you to carry a bag of oranges, a jar of honey. They want you to carry all of these things. And so not only is it heavy, but then they like want you to be responsible for the safety and security of their things. So every couple of seconds, you still got my this? You still got my phone, right? Is my phone in there? Is my phone in there? I even had somebody say, okay, you have to stay close to me throughout the night because you have my stuff. Huh? You mean I have to follow you around because you have my things in your purse? I mean, I have your things in my purse. This was years ago. Like, I don't know, I was 20 something. So over a decade ago. But, you know, I was just like, what are you talking about? I said, no, you have to stay by me. And she was like, oh my gosh, why are you being so mean? I'm like, it's not mean, but girl, I'm not following you around and being your baggage handler. Like, no. If you are concerned about the security, you need to hold your own things, right? So that's the first category of person. The second category of non-purse holders is, oh, I'm not bringing a purse, but then they need something. Or they see you grab something out of your purse that they need or want, and they go, ooh, can I have one? Ooh, can I have some? Ooh, I need some of that. Can I have it? And that is totally a pet peeve, because it's like, y'all know purse size products are made for individuals, one person, not a group. So a purse size pack of tissues, you know, they literally put like 3 to 5 tissues in there. Again, it's one thing if you have somebody who's like, oh, I forgot mine. Can I use one? Can I have one? That's one thing. But to have a person that's constantly not bringing a purse, or a group of people, that's the worst. You ever like try to pull out a pack of gum or discreetly pull some out, and then somebody puts their hand out, and then everybody else starts putting their hand out? They don't even know what it is. But again, a pack of gum has how many pieces of gum? Well, it depends on the brand. But all y'all handing out, y'all putting your hand out, I'm not handing out 8 pieces of gum. Sorry. I'm sorry. The gum shop is closed. So it's like, bring the things that you need and want, so that when you're out, you feel comfortable, you feel confident, you feel safe. Like, at this big age, there's no reason why your purse shouldn't have some pads or period products, chapstick, lotion, breath mints, gum, floss, a little toothbrush, lotion. Like, really get your purse organized. Step your purse game up. If you don't like putting it on your shoulder, or you want to be hands-free, get you a fanny pack or a belt bag, as they're calling them now. Get you a little backpack. Get you something that you can put on so that you're not like inconveniencing other people. Because it's, I don't know, I just think it's crazy. And this is, it's a pet peeve, but also this is like, it's not that deep, but it kind of is. Bring your stuff. You know, I also am a person to bring snacks and water out with me, because sometimes you go out and like maybe the place doesn't have snacks and drinks readily available. Now I'm dehydrated, I'm hungry. I am a person who gets hangry. Hunger makes me really uncomfortable. You know, most people, you know, you get irritable. I can't go long bouts of time without having a little something or some water even. So again, you don't bring a purse, you ain't got no snacks with you. Now you want a pack of my crackers. No ma'am, no Pam. I'm sorry. Like, you're gonna have to do better. So, to summarize, make sure you carry a purse, okay? Don't be depleting your friend's purse products because you aren't lazy, because you are too lazy to pack your own, okay? It's okay every now and again, but do not rely on one person to have stuff that you should have when you step out of the house, okay? Don't do that, because that could also be the one day where that person doesn't have what you need. Now your hands is looking like you've been playing in Flower because you thought that she had the lotion and she don't have lotion. You know, also step your purse game up. There are also some other really cool things that you could put in there that you may not think of. Cuticle oil, a nail polish pen, a Tide to go pen, a pair of socks. I know that sounds extreme, but I am that girl who, like, when the purse game comes around, you know that purse game, like, whoever has most of these items wins. I'm gonna win it, because I have the things in there. I just like to be prepared. I don't like to rely on other people. I don't mind asking for help these days, but you know, sometimes what you need, other people don't have it. So if I can prepare myself and have it, then I'm gonna do it. So that was my little mini podcast, mini rant, mini pet peeve. Well, not mini. That's a big pet peeve of mine. Number 284, people who don't have purses. Again, this is all kind of fun and games. It's not really that serious, but it is kind of that serious. If you like this podcast, go ahead and like it. Leave a comment. Tell me how that resonates with you. Are you a non-purse person? Are you the purse friend that has to hold everybody's stuff? Let me know. And I will see you next time. Bye.